HarperCollins presents Truth Be Told by Kia Abdullah, read by Tanya Rodriguez. Chapter 1. The Hadid family was an effortful one. Even minor occasions and trivial achievements were marked with rigid persistence. Birthday cards arrived precisely on the day in question, except on Sundays, when they were tipped through the letterbox one day early. Wedding anniversaries were marked not only by the couple concerned, but the entire extended family, great blooms of pink mandevilla arriving in steady procession. Lavish bouquets were dispatched routinely, congratulatory lilies for passing a test, good luck orchids for a summer job, get well roses for a lightweight cold. These gifts were cordially acknowledged with thank you notes, each of which then garnered a phone call, a three-act play that ran on repeat. Family news was issued systematically to ensure that everyone received an update. When Cameron interviewed at Oxford and his mother forgot to tell an aunt, she took it as a personal slight and needled them for weeks. Cameron understood that his family made sense of the world through this codified means of connection. So when his housemaster pointed at a bouquet of flowers, instead of feeling pleasure, he only felt a sense of duty. He collected it with resignation, the sturdy ceramic pot held securely against a hip, then thanked the master and headed back to the third floor, his footsteps echoing off the wood-panelled walls. At 17, Cameron was a senior and no longer had to share his room, unlike the boys in lower years. He set down the flowers on his desk, a Victorian construction of quarter-sawn oak. He opened a drawer, shaking it free of its mahogany boxing, and took out a piece of paper. Hampton's coat of arms was printed along the top, a golden lion on a royal blue shield with the words Alere Flammam Veritatis inscribed underneath, to feed the flame of truth. Cameron's mother insisted that he use official stationery when writing to their relatives. She was of second-generation wealth, garnered by her father's steelwork business, but aspired to older money. Hence Cameron's enrolment at Hampton College, followed by his brother Adam. Set in a sprawling wooded estate, the boarding school was 8 miles west of their family home, a stucco townhouse in Belsize Park, where the boys were received each break like kings. Sometimes they would arrive on a Friday to find the house filled to the brim. Cameron and Adam would swap a glance before slipping into character of the two good sons. When greeting his uncles and aunts, Cameron would recall second-hand reports of other Asian families, their raucous laughter and flavoursome food, brash debates that verged on rude. He had seen the evidence on Instagram Live, brothers jostling over the last piece of chicken, set to a mother's gentle chiding, cut by a father's sterner scolding. Together, they sounded like family. The Hadids, in comparison, were more composed, a little more clenched, a friend once said. Cameron's mother, Sophia, was obsessed with saving face. A great beauty at the age of 46, she had a laughably strict style of dress. Slim chinos that tapered at the ankle, tailored tops with navy and white stripes, structured jackets with embellished buttons, complemented by pearls or diamonds, but never both in tandem. Her dark hair fell in coiffured curls, framing her fine-boned features. Cameron could tell that she was proud of them in the fussy way she arranged them for pictures. Cameron to the right, Adam to the left, and herself ensconced in the middle. There was a neat symmetry to these photos. The brothers, an identical 5'10", and their mother, 3 inches shorter. It was strange to define a family this way, well-groomed, but he couldn't deny it. He too liked the way they looked. Cameron bore a clear resemblance to their mother. Fine feet.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?